657 AM.
You're still tuned to I Am on 657. My name, of course, is Charles Detoy, and we're having a look at what's happening in the tech world. Now, two things that I find very interesting that we should share, and that is the new update, Windows 11. And there's actually two things regarding that that I actually piqued my interest as well. Windows 10 was marred across all platforms for just not being reliable at all. So that's why I think Microsoft OS is actually making this move, as it said that it looks like Windows 11 will be a free upgrade. So can you imagine that? Windows 11 being a free upgrade. But one of the things that I find very interesting is the fact that on Windows, you will actually now have a Microsoft Store, which is not new. We've had a Microsoft Store on Windows 10, but they've integrated the Microsoft Store with the Amazon App Store, and that will now enable you to actually have Android apps on your Windows operating system. Now, during the launch that was happening yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, they actually showed TikTok running on a normal desktop PC running Windows 11. If you actually find the download now for Windows 11, do not do it. Please do not do it, because I know that people actually had one that was leaked a couple of weeks ago, and it ruined computers. So don't download the one that's there. Wait till Microsoft officially launches it. So it's quite interesting. Go check it out on YouTube. You can actually find it and see how people are running TikTok sort of on a split screen. So you've got TikTok on one side of the screen, and then you can do the rest of your work. So that was interesting for me. And the second thing that I want to share on Tech Radar, I think something that we should say, is John McAfee. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think everyone pronounces it differently. But John McAfee, the well-known for his McAfee antivirus system, is the first guy to actually ever wrote software or compiled software, engineered software, whatever the way you want to term you want to use, is actually, unfortunately, he's passed away earlier this week. The first guy to actually engineer antivirus software has passed away. And what makes it even more sad to me is the fact that he committed suicide. Now, I know his lifestyle apparently has been not one for the books the last couple of years, but he was the guy that brought antivirus and anti-spyware to all our PCs, so I think it's something that we should recognize for. So that's my side with Tech Radar. What's happening your side with tech things, Given?
Well, I think I first want to comment on what you just said right now, Charles, which I find very, very interesting, right? And it is the fact that when you talk about Windows 11, and like, I'm both excited and not excited about Windows 11. For one, because I think Microsoft is really not trying to make things user friendly. I think what they're doing more and more is that they're thinking of themselves as a company and how they can optimize their profitability, you know, and do things better for themselves. I from hearing how the updates are happening in Windows 11, I'm excited about the new look. I love the rounded corners. I love the new design. I love the aesthetics, and I'm very excited to try it. But I definitely won't be one of those people who tried at the very early stages of it. I think I'll probably be a laggard when it comes to this one. I'm going to wait a couple of years until I upgrade. But then again, the good thing is that it's going to be a free upgrade. So I'm also looking forward to that. And I think what you said as well as in terms of trying the leaked version, I am absolutely with you on that, that we should not be trying a leaked versions of software, especially if it's on a laptop or a computer that you're using for work or you're using for something important and you rely on it. Remember that you do not know whether it's going to be stable on your machine. There's absolutely no guarantee. And I think another thing to be aware of is just like the problem with pirating, right? It's also the problem with downloading leaked content. The problem is that you never know whether a scammer is just taking advantage or someone who has nefarious intentions is taking advantage of the fact that many people are excited about Windows 11. And as a result, they will just upload viruses or upload Bitcoin mining software onto your computer just to use your machine and the capacity of your machine for their own means. But another thing that I want to quickly touch on is on my side is Tesla. Now, what Tesla recently had an event, which is an event that they have every year, but it's always to announce new features, new car or whatever it may be. But in this one, it was the Plaid event where they were introducing the new Model S premium version of the Model S vehicle. Now, if you're not a car person, I understand, not all of us are, then you might not care about this. Now, the Model S is a very big car with regards to Tesla. It's a very big vehicle, actually it is quite big because a lot of people do buy it and I think it's like their Big Mac version. But the thing I wanted to point out is this, which I'm really excited about. Their infotainment, which is the entertainment system within the vehicle. Now, you have to keep in mind that what Tesla is trying to do is to put in your car an entertainment system that is so good that you can listen to music, you can watch movies when your car is parked and you're relaxing somewhere. You can also play games, video games in your vehicle. Now, here's the thing you need to think about, right? They are making their infotainment so powerful that it has the same level of performance as a PlayStation 5. That is remarkable. Like, you have to think about how incredible that is. You can literally play Xbox and PlayStation 5 games on a Tesla vehicle without you ever buying the console itself. It just comes with your car. Like, that, I think, is just very, very incredible. I'm looking forward to a future where this becomes a norm, where cars just have the standard, but at the same time are not ridiculously priced. Because as we know, Tesla is also trying to produce quality vehicles, but also electric vehicles that are affordable for the layman. And I love that vision. I'm totally on board with it. I think that's going to be all from me in terms of what's happening in the tech world, and how it might impact you in the near future.